good with weird and giddy. And the spiders were not. Well, he played a left hand, but made it too far. Became a special man. Then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang. Screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat come to man. Oh, he could kill them by smiling. He could leave them to hang. Who came on so loaded, man? Well hung and so white tan. So where were the spiders while the fly tried to break our bones? Just the beer. That we were voodoo. Oh, the kids was just crass. He was the nass with God-given ass. And he took it all too far. But boy, could he play guitar.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show that's usually dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This would usually qualify as music from Nat Cole or Ella Fitzgerald or Benny Goodman or more. But tonight, I'm taking this time to salute a legend who died a year ago today. The opening song you heard here today and the bed music you're hearing now is from the John Peel session that would have been recorded a month and a day before I was born. The song to open the show was the one and only Ziggy Stardust, and the tune you're hearing underneath me right now is Moon Age Daydream. In the days following Bowie's death, and I want to be really, really clear, I was always really cognizant of Bowie's imprint on popular music, on rock music, but I was never a massive fan. I appreciated, and in fact I really loved Tin Machine. A lot of folks didn't, but in the days after Bowie's death, probably 3 or 4 days, I discovered this session. And I fell in love with the 5 songs that were recorded on May 23rd, 1972. I had been a huge admirer of John Peel's ability to bring unique and new music to the fore, and this Bowie session was no different. And this set of 5 songs was no different either. So I decided this evening, as I pondered a world without Bowie for the last year, what sort of show to bring you. And I decided this would be best. That, to me, I think is the most fitting way to pay tribute to the silence that's been left behind for the last year. Black Star was a genius record and a final send-off for sure. And frankly, the last couple of records were really, really great, to be honest. Anyway, that concludes this very, very short and hopefully meaningful to you tribute to David Bowie. My name is Andre Archambault. This has been New York Standard.